Economic Alliance presents the Gulf Coast Growth Show, your show for the coast with the most growth, with your host, Jason Lee and Clint Aiken.
All right, and welcome to the Gulf Coast Growth Show, your
show for the coast with the most growth.
And I'm Jason Lee, your host, and this is my co-host,
Clint Aiken.
And we are here with Natalie Pica. She is the head of the Business Growth Task Force for the Economic Alliance Port Region. She's also a mayor pro tem and a local business owner. We're going to talk a lot about that later. But we are really excited to have her on the show today. This is our first episode of not being live.
Absolutely. So, welcome to season two.
So whatever you get to hear is going to be really exciting because there will not be any mistakes. Okay, I promise. So we're looking forward to that because we get to edit them out. So that's great. But we're going to dive in. Today's topic is really to learn about the Business Growth Task Force, kind of what it means, what they do, how they serve. And then we're also going to learn a little bit about you and why you're chairing the position, the leader in the role, because you guys have a huge impact and we're excited to learn some more about that today. So why don't we dive right in? Let's talk a little bit about the task force, what they do. Maybe you can just share the story about that now.
Well, first of all, let me just say thank you so much for having me. I'm honored that you guys invited me to come over and talk about the task force. It's a pretty unique situation. I have been involved with a lot of economic development organizations over the years, and our task force is pretty special, in my opinion. So we talk about the mission, and the way I kind of boil that mission down to it's an opportunity to create more opportunities for members to do business with members, and it's relational based. So, one of the special things that we do, roundtable discussions about what's going on in the region, what's going on in your industry, those things really play into how we're able to grow the task force, but also how we're able to actually help a member, a brand new member coming in, find value in being a member of Economic Alliance and being part of our committee. So that's just kind of an overview of why I think task force is critical to the organization.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of task force. I know when I became a member, and I actually came out to one of your meetings, but there's a lot. So when I became a member, I was like, where do I start?
Yes, there's a lot.
And then I think biannually they have a membership kind of, hey, you're new, let me show you where to get. But what you're saying is it might make sense, a good place to start would be potentially the Growth Task Force Committee.
Exactly. A lot of times, so something that's not explicitly said about our task force particularly is the support that we do for new members. So a lot of times new members will actually come to our task force just to hear and see who's in the room, who are the members, what are the things that I can do to get connected immediately. And oftentimes I'll have people walk up to me first time, like they've just joined the alliance, they've just come to a committee meeting, and they'll walk up after the meeting and they'll be like, this is amazing. Like, I've got three people I just walked away with that I can connect with that are going to help me grow my business. Or I didn't know that this person was a member, I've known them for years, and we've been doing business, and all of a sudden this world of opportunity opens up. So that's another thing that the committee does. In addition to that, we not only have our monthly meetings where we have these roundtable discussions where we talk about upcoming projects, and sometimes, even legislative issues. We just finished up a legislative session. Those things will come up as well. But in addition to that, we're the task force that is working on those four events per year. So two procurement breakfasts per year and two business education. Luncheons. So those luncheons generally, they range from economic topics to maybe something that we think will help our business owners, in their businesses. And that's another way that we try to promote business within business within business for the organization.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really nice that y'all support that. As far as the Business Growth Task Force, what are the things kind of make it unique, though? I mean, I realize what you're doing for new members, and that's great. What do you do for current members? Could you speak on that a little bit?
So for current members, so a lot of times what we'll do, so current members that are there on a very regular basis, they're there because they're usually very engaged with other members on the committee.
Right.
In addition to that, we have something we call a member spotlight. And so if a member particularly wants to kind of have a chance to talk about what's different about their company or what they do and how they can plug into the Alliance, we'll create a space for them, 5 to 10 minutes, to just come and really give their story.
It's like a micro luncheon line.
It is. It's like a micro luncheon line. Exactly.
Very cool.
That's exactly what it
very
is.
Cool.
And those have been very, very helpful as well.
That sounds like a great way to take advantage of becoming a member.
It is, absolutely.
I often,
when we start the meeting, I will say, okay, how many people in here, this is your first time here? And I really want to know, how do we get the first time people connected to the people that are there all the time and make that connection? Because I do believe, you know, all of us are usually members of multiple organizations. But you really need to put your time where it actually makes the most sense for business, right? So I want to be sure when we leave that committee meeting that everyone feels like this was time well spent. And so that's another way of just making that connection. New members are very interested.
Awesome. So let's talk about big picture, right? So the organization itself plays a role in all of the surrounding cities, government, all those things.
Right.
Specific to your committee and kind of casting the big vision, what's the overarching theme of what you guys are trying to solve?
Growth.
Okay.
I mean, it really is about growth. And I think, you know, that's a word that pretty much everyone throws out, right?
Right.
Yeah, we want to grow. But there is no growth without change. And you've got to have all of the right people at the table to have those conversations about to have strategic growth, the right kind of change in the right areas.
Sustainable.
Sustainable. And our region has got so much going on in it right now that I think it's such a big deal to have your municipal governments at the table, your county governments at the table, your state legislators at the table, our membership, you know, your stakeholders at the table. Everyone needs to be in on this conversation in order for it to be strategic, sustainable growth, which is going to create change. Sometimes change is hard. Sometimes change comes with challenges. How you meet those challenges, who meets those challenges? And I'll be very candid here. Sometimes that's the question. Okay, who has the ball now?
Right.
This change is coming.
Right.
But who actually is going to carry that forward? Because there's so many different organizations in the region working together.
But it's nice that y'all are able to help coordinate those efforts.
Absolutely.
So a lot of times it's real interesting when you look at other sectors of the economy or other sectors just globally, when change needs to be enacted, needs to be enabled, everybody knows it needs to happen, everybody talks about it happening, but no one ever really does it. And
exactly.
One thing that I like about this organization, just, you know, my participation with it, we make change happen. So
right.
For the better, and we try, you know, with the help of the task force, you know, I see a lot of, it's always for the betterment of everybody. We try and be as inclusive as possible
mm-hmm.
of any open ideas, and that's something else that y'all really bring to the table.
Right. And when we have our task force, we have every size business type of industry at the table. It's a complete mix and diversity of groups that are there. I think that's another reason that we're a good place for new members to land, because you can see how everything kind of plays and fits together.
Yeah, I think one of the key things that any person who's getting involved in the organization needs to understand is all these moving pieces, the first thing you have to do is you gotta plug in.
Right.
Plugging in is probably the most
right.
critical component. You can't stroke a check, get a logo up, and hope that your
That's
involvement
right.
in the community is going to happen.
That's right.
Some organizations, meaning some organizations similar to the Economic Alliance, I think they really cast their vision on brand awareness. Really, this is about people relationships
it
and
is.
Involvement and engagement.
And I tell people all the time, you're going to get out of this what you put into it.
Yep.
So if you show up, we're going to put you to work.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get you introduced. You know, the organization is very relational based, but yeah, you're going to get out of it what you put into it.
Fire beware.
You better get to work.
Exactly.
I think now is a great time to take a break for our sponsors.
Absolutely.
So we're going to cue that up, and then we'll be back with some announcements, and we'll talk a little bit more about Natalie.
McCarthy Building Companies, from the Museum of Fine Arts to terminals on the Ship Channel, we understand the challenges and complexities you face when building here in the Gulf Coast. As the oldest privately held national construction company, we have a clear focus on clients, community, and collaboration.
Welcome back. Thanks for letting our sponsors do their thing. We do want to let you know about some things that are coming up. So there's definitely some events that you want to check out. And if you go to the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region website, you can click on their event tab. They're very good about updating that with events. Our good friends and media partners over at BIC Alliance, you can also go to their website. They're very good about tracking different events and things that are going on. I'm always available. So if you want to know about events, things happening in the region, I'm pretty plugged in with different organizations. So if you want to message me, I'm happy to get you plugged in where I can get you plugged in. So any events that you want to know about, just reach out to us. And you've got some events coming up for the Business Task Force, and we also have the Gulf Coast Industry Forum. You want to speak on that a little bit, Allie?
So our task force, I think I mentioned earlier, is one of our jobs is to make sure that we have host four events per year. We do two procurement breakfasts, and we do two business education luncheons. And so we've pretty much finished out our year so far. The only thing we have left right now is a procurement breakfast coming up on October 17, 2019, which will be over at the Pasadena Convention Center. So I hope you guys, everybody out there, will join us for that. And of course, everybody knows we've got the big Gulf Coast Industry Forum coming up, and that's going to be September 18th and 19th.
And for those of us that are listening that they haven't been to the Gulf Coast Industry Forum, could you share a little bit about what it's about? I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh,
let's go.
You know, I was going to say, there is so much information that happens at the Gulf Coast Industry Forum.
Oh,
I think it's almost, I don't even know that you can put it all in a sound bite, quite frankly. You know, we get legislators that show up and talk in broad terms about what legislation is going on and how that's going to impact Texas as a whole. You know, we go from the federal level to the state level. Then we also have people that come and speak specifically about the economic area and how that ties into, and I think the reason that we call it the Gulf Coast Industry Forum is because the industry on the Gulf Coast is global. It's
right.
Not just regional. And so I think a big part of that GCIF is to make sure that we're having a global conversation. And, you know, go back, gosh, about maybe 5 years or when this thing was not that big to how big it is now. I mean, it's big.
Right.
And we have people that are, you know, on the waiting list. We want to be there. We want to speak. We want to talk. That's pretty impressive. And so I think it's just this big conglomeration of everything that affects our industry here, not just on a regional level, but on a global level, having some messaging out there about all of those different connections, economic, legislative, industry. You know, I think it's such a big conversation. 2 days worth, right?
Right.
So I summarized this over breakfast with a client yesterday morning because I was trying to, you know, pitch the reason why he needed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I know personally from experience of working with you that you're extremely busy. You have a million things
right.
going on. But I said, how important is local economy, regional economy, government economy,
mm-hmm.
legislation? How important are all of these things to your business in the industrial space? He said, they're huge. I said, so as you cast your vision for next year,
right.
why wouldn't you take 48 hours out cumulatively,
mm-hmm.
right? Shake the right hands, meet the right people, and then get a cheat sheet, right? Of all the different things that
right.
are taking place in your industry
right.
as you get prepared for 2020. It's
and
a great way to do that.
Exactly.
Where you might not find the time to get caught up, and if you do find the time, it's going to be on your downtime or times when you're out of the office because you're getting slammed every day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have time to really get the scoop on what's happening.
And I will tell you this, that year over year, our clients, we're having to increase our participate. Like, we got one table, now we got two tables, we may have to go to three tables, because each year the clients are like, no, I want to go, please make sure I have a spot next year.
That's fantastic.
And year over year, we just have more and more people that are our clients that are saying, this is really valuable for me and
right.
my business. So
it's huge. Well, I think we've done a great job of capturing the task force. I wish I could capture the force. I was just,
Jason, that's a different show.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if it was, I'd be like, right? 6 foot tall right now. But I think what we've done a great job of capturing that, and you have done a great job of capturing what you guys are working on. But I think a lot of the people in the audience, especially the folks that meet you, they only know you from the chance that they see you engaging on the community, doing the things that you're doing. They don't know all that you do. They don't really what makes you tick. So I think we'd love to hear a little bit about that. So maybe you could share kind of the roles that you're serving in and a little bit about your backdrop and what led you to those roles.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for giving me that opportunity. So probably the two biggest roles that I have at the moment. I am Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Seabrook. And that came about because of a really great mentor over 10 years ago, encouraging me to sit on the Charter Review Commission for the City of Seabrook. I had not had any involvement in municipal government whatsoever, and he basically came to me and said, you would be really good at this, and I think that you should consider this. And if you don't know, the Charter is basically our entire law book, right? And so you, on a Charter Review Commission, you go through it line by line by line. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way. I encourage everyone to go do that. Please volunteer within your communities, because we don't have enough participation. So that's my plug for volunteering.
I just want to fuss about things. I don't want to help change it.
Don't get me started. That's a soapbox.
God forbid Whataburger get bought by somebody.
Oh my goodness.
In Chicago. I'm taking days off of work.
That's a different show.
My husband's deeply, deeply disappointed.
Yeah. So it's JJ Watt.
Yeah.
God bless JJ.
So you know, that's kind of got my start. So let me back up a little bit. Let's go all the way back. I grew up in a very, very small town, population of about 300. Mm-hmm. My dad worked for the highway department back when it was the highway department, not TxDOT. Mm-hmm. I was a little girl in the middle of nowhere, rural. We didn't have neighbors, but we had an aggregate stockpile at the end of the street. And if you know anything about aggregate stockpiles, if you have a good cardboard box, that makes a sled, mm-hmm. and that's Texas sledding. So I arrived in Houston, obviously to go to school, University of Houston. But what's interesting is how that little piece of my background kind of morphed into what I am today. So that transportation piece, I did not realize at the time that was going to play into my role in Gulf Coast Limestone.
Mm-hmm.
So aggregate, but that morphed into transportation,
right.
which is where I had that mentor encourage me to go. He's like, you really should go get on Charter Review. And from Charter Review, it was EDC. And then it was, you know, and what's interesting is I think anytime you're in leadership, it's about making yourself available to actually step out and do something you've never done before.
Mm.
And that's okay. That, you know, we learn sometimes by just doing something we've never done, not just being told how to do it. And so that's kind of how I came to be Mayor Pro Tem. But in addition to that, through that journey, I had the opportunity to meet Glenn Royal, who is a longtime financial advisor. I teamed up with him in 2011 to form the Royal Harbor Group. We then moved over to Merrill Lynch in 2013 to form the Royal Group. Had another partner join us, Michelle Jones. And on June 14th, we left Merrill Lynch to form our own independent advisory firm, which we are super excited about.
Congratulations. So yeah, that's huge.
It is huge. I'm most grateful for my team and my team members. It's been amazing. It's going to be an amazing journey. We're, you know, just at the beginning here. But I'm a partner with Glenn and also with Michelle. And I always say with our families, I mean, we have an opportunity to serve some amazing families, and that's a blessing in my life. I'm so grateful for that and those relationships.
It is a blessing. I think it's there's a book called Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it talks a lot about repetitions and the right spot at the right time and going through those things. And I think it's interesting your story when you talk about from sledding, right, to being into that, to understanding it, to working your way into it, mm-hmm. and then how that leads into transportation. Just, you know, how it's
a very
interesting
circle.
How it's weaving that way, but
right.
I hear stories like that all the time, and it's not a coincidence, you know,
right.
So I think it's pretty amazing how it works.
I agree.
Clint?
Yeah, so we want to talk about, now that we know a little bit more about you, what about the charitable organizations you're involved with? You want to speak on that just a little bit?
Well, my husband and I are very passionate about our church, Clear Creek Community Church. We're both navigators in that organization, and really, for both of us, it's serving the whole person. So it's not just physical, but it's spiritual as well.
Sure.
So that's a big part of what we do. And then kind of a carryover to that is Lighthouse Christian Ministries, which some people may or may not be familiar with. It's in Baycliff. Again, their mission is very holistic. Not only is it kind of a spiritual, but it's educational. In addition to that, it's medical, dental, physical. There's education for parenting classes and things like that. And it's truly, I've heard so many testimonies of the people that have come through their program and made it out of some really horrific situations. I'm just, every opportunity that we get, that is an organization that we try to help any chance we can.
That's amazing. I mean, that's one of the things I really like about doing the show is we get to learn about not just leaders at, within city governments, leaders within the Economic Alliance Organization, or leaders within the chemical plants, refineries, everything. Janet Van Berg was on here, leaders at the hospitals. We get to see how these leaders actually connect personally with the community and get plugged in with the community. And I think that's amazing that it makes this area really unique from what I've seen. I've talked to people from outside the region, and a lot of times those leaders, they're just so busy, they don't necessarily take the time to get plugged into that local community and give back. But most of the people we've had on the show, they're all about supporting the local community and giving back as much as they possibly can on every single level.
I think, and again, born and raised Texan here, I think there's something about Texans too. And we hear it all the time, Texans helping Texans. We have this sense of us, not just me and you,
right,
but us. And I think that really does make our region special. And I think it carries over into how our families, the priorities our families have, what happens here at the Alliance. It's not just an individual mantra, it's kind of an us mantra.
Absolutely.
Let's help each other.
Everybody I talk to in this world, in this industry and in this space, they all have passion for it. It's not necessarily just a job, it's not just a career for them. Mm-hmm. Yes, they make a good living, yes, they have a good career, yes, they have a lot of options, but more and more we find out how much of a passion it is. And that's really, really different. A lot of people, not picking any profession necessarily, but they're in IT and they may not necessarily have a passion for that job in IT,
mm-hmm.
right? An IT firm may have a passion for the industry they're involved in, but most of the people in this industry and in this space, they really do have a passion for it. The ones that get plugged in with the Business Growth Task Force, the ones that get plugged in with the Economic Alliance, it's because they have a passion and they want to be able to use their skills to give back to the community ultimately.
And I think from a place of my faith, I believe that we are all built for community. Mm-hmm. That's what we're built for.
Yeah.
We're built for relationship, we're built for community. And each person has their own unique talents and strengths, God-given.
Yeah.
And how we can make those all work together and bring them to the table, that's ultimately what's going to be better for all of us and for our state and our region.
That's fantastic. I think you're spot on, right? We're all just participants.
Right, absolutely.
At the end of the day,
absolutely.
We're all just playing in the game. It's great.
Right.
It's been a lot of fun. So I really enjoyed having you on the show today. It just has been a pleasure spending time with you.
Oh,
we always kind of like to wrap up with a little bit of gratitude, right? So, Clint, I'll let you go first.
This week has been a really exciting week, honestly, for me. So I just want to thank I got to take a day trip out to Waco with a business partner. And it was just really fun to have those type of people that want to see business succeed and want to pour back into me. And I just really enjoyed my buddy Drew. It was fun hanging out with him for the day. It's fun just taking a day drive out to Waco and back and getting to know some people in a different community, different town. It's just a fun experience. So I'm just grateful for those opportunities to be able to go out and spend time with other people. So it was fun.
Fantastic.
Had a good time.
I'm grateful for the growth that we do have taking place, for the legislative lunch that took place yesterday. While I didn't get to attend, I was very aware of what was taking place and the individuals that were there. And I think it's just fantastic that as citizens and individuals in an organization, we have the accessibility that we do to our local government and legislative team. I know that's their job to be out there and be present, but I feel like it's very, very observant in our region. I think there's really an actionable participation of reaching out to the leaders and getting them involved and the community doing the same thing with them. So I just love that.
I would say I'm very grateful this week for my team. We've undertaken, it's a big transition anytime you move, and then I'm so grateful for our clients. It just over and over have confirmed with us that we've done the right thing. We're making this move and being independent. But Michelle, Glenn, and then our other partner, Sarah Jones, she's our operations manager. the amount of work that we've done in the last 2 to 3 weeks is just phenomenal. And I, my heart just bursts with gratitude that I've got people around me that are willing to work that hard to make this dream work.
Fantastic.
So,
well, we appreciate it. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming
for
on the show today. We're looking forward to seeing you in the community.
And if you have any additional questions for Natalie or for us, by all means, we do read the comments. We will reply. We will, you know, get back with you as quick as we possibly can. But feel free to reach out to us. I mean, Natalie's here for the Business Growth Task Force, so you can come check it out. But yeah, we'd love to get you involved. And if you have any questions, definitely let us know.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.